Welcome to Gab Bags Podcast with your host, Geraldine, where we have different topics, local talent, comedians, and my favorite neo-soul music. Now get ready to enjoy the show. All right. We have our extra guest, we have Mimi, and we have Rafaela. And today's topic is, what type of person do you want in your life? Where are we going, ladies?
Well, you know, I always have something to say. This is Michelle, that's Tawanda. I thought about that from the point that you gave me the thing, and I think I have to start with me to figure out what I need. Because sometimes in the past, I had someone in my life that I didn't think I needed them, but they were right for me. But I had to do like a self-assessment to see exactly who I was before I was able to pull someone in my life.
Right. Okay. So what type of person was that?
Okay. Well, right now, I needed someone probably a little more forthcoming, transparent, as well as someone that's a leader and not a follower.
And that's it?
Well, I mean, that's a lot. I mean, I can talk all by myself, but Rafaela?
I got that. Rafaela, what is the type of person? And when I say type, like me,
right?
Anybody in my life, male or female, they have to be positive. They have to be supportive. They have to be affectionate. They don't have to help me with my dreams and my visions, but they have to be supportive in my dreams and in my visions. But as far as a male, I will not tolerate someone unaffectionate. I will not tolerate that in my life anymore. And the type of person, they have to be financially set, male or female. And the reason why I say male or female is because even my friends have to come to a certain financial independency, that they're independent, where if we want to go somewhere, we can plan it. Right. They can save, they can have, they can do, vice versa with a male.
True.
What about you, Elaine?
Rafaela.
Oh, I want to go last. Rafaela, hit us up. Tell us what you're looking for. What type?
Well, I would say, first of all, is I don't need anybody. I would say I want a person sort of kind of like myself, very laid back, very chill, likes to laugh, likes to smile, male or female. Just don't take life so fucking serious. Just, you know, smile. It's okay to smile, and if you need to cry, Let's cry. You know what I'm saying? If we want to go out, let's go out. If in the middle of going out, you look at me and go, girl, I don't want to go nowhere. Shit, let's take this off. Let's get a bottle. Let's smoke. Let's chill. You know, it's okay. I just like to have positive people in my life. Someone with kind of like the same mindset as myself. And just someone who's just not so serious all of the time.
I want a comedian too.
Yeah,
or
I'm gonna
somebody
laugh.
Who likes comedy.
Makes me laugh.
And has no problem with, you know, with just laughing at life.
And then we can come to each other. And if you're in my life and if you see I'm not talkative, don't. What's wrong? Do you want to talk? When I'm ready, I want you to be able to read me. And I want to be able to read you. If I can see you're kind of having a hard time, I'll be like, girl, you okay? And if you really don't want to answer, I'm not going to be the one that be like, she got a stank-ass attitude. No, I know you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're going through something and you just don't want to talk about it. The same as myself.
Right.
You know, because sometimes we just don't want to talk about it. You know, and then you won't take it personal. I don't have an attitude. Right. You know, and vice versa.
What about you, Elaine? We've been holding off, but you got the experience and the knowledge.
Am I the oldest one in here?
I think you are the most wisdom, the most wise.
I'll take the wisdom. I'll accept that. Thank you. Wow. You know, I thought about this when you texted to us a couple of days ago. And, you know, not to share or anything. I just got a lot going on in my life. family. Family is a lot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I just want someone that is genuine, loving, kind, peaceful, no drama, makes me laugh, like you said, able to pull their own weight, able to just make me happy. And I don't have that right now. I don't have no man in my life. All right, out there, I don't have no man. You know, you gotta come correct. You gotta come here. I'm shouting out. You gotta come with.
Look at her. Look. She's talking about it's mandatory. There, right? Okay, I said, what do you want?
Okay, I'm shutting up, man. Okay, so I just want someone that's, you know, male or female. Make me laugh. I'm truly strictly dickly. So the female thing is my friend. And I just want someone to love me for me, because I love everyone.
Right.
And I want someone to share that energy with me and not get mad when I help someone, do something for someone. No selfishness. I just want someone genuine and loving and kind, and definitely has got to make me laugh. Mm-hmm. I definitely need the joy in my life. And,
okay,
you know, that's not much to ask for.
It's not.
Oh, and
trustworthy,
and I would really like someone that loves the Lord. And I'm not saying I'm perfect by no shape, form, or fashion. I drink, I have a good time. I definitely, God is the head of my life, and that's important. I don't want nobody walking up to a
So you want somebody
saying that's my God.
You want somebody spiritual.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That knows God. No, but I'm just saying, and not just know God, but have a relationship.
Yeah, so then we can have some commonality, and you know, we won't be bumping heads on that, because I'm very opinionated. You know me. Woo. And I'm going to tell
you
what the Tawanda Bible says.
Tawanda knows exactly what you're saying.
So, you know, I'm just going to be real with you. I'm not going to, you know, I get in trouble sometimes with that. But it's okay, because I have to stand up for what I believe.
Right.
All right, I'm going on mute.
No, you don't have to go on mute. I just want somebody as well as very family oriented.
Yes, family.
But I want somebody that be about me no matter what.
Right.
I'm looking for that no matter what type person. Right. That old school type, you know, for better or for worse.
Right.
I mean, for better or for worse. Right. And when it gets worse, I don't want you to go find somebody else.
Right.
I want you to, we work through our worst.
Exactly.
And we stay together and we maintain.
Right.
I wanted to put a song on here, but I wasn't sure about what song that I was going to put on here. So I'm going to.
I wanted to ask something before we go on break.
We're not going on break. Here. I don't have no song.
Hey,
so you go ahead on and talk.
I was thinking, because I just started this book called Night in Shawnee Armor. Mm-hmm. And speaking of what Jerry's talking about, what we want in our lives. But I noticed I'm 50 now. But the 20-year-old me and the 50-year-old me desired two different things.
Right.
And now that I'm more mature, I can see things better to what my, not just wants, but my needs are to make me to be a better person versus what my, as a 20-year-old, what I wanted and truly didn't understand what those wants were. And now I'm like, my eyes are open. And sometimes you gotta, you know, get kicked down and get punched in the gut. Like, okay, yeah, maybe that didn't work. Because sometimes what we want as a young person is not what we need.
Right.
And we find out that sooner or later, and a lot of heartaches and pain going through that to really discover who our true identity is, to actually be appreciative of when we get those ones, if that makes any sense. And
well, that is
it,
so
scary.
Can I add a little bit when she's done?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and one thing, you know, since I'm the wisdom in the group.
Yes, you're wise.
I don't want you to beat yourself up. Learn from me. Don't beat yourself up. Don't say, oh, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. Oh, I shoulda stayed with him. Oh, I shoulda. No, because honestly, your journey, the chapter that you're in right now, is right where you're supposed to be. And whether you went to the left or to the right, God's got it, and he's gonna get you through it. So just remember that. And I'm speaking to myself too, because I have a lot of things that I've finally said, I'm not going to beat myself up about that no more.
Right.
And where I'm at in my life right now is where God wants me to be, so I can bless someone else. So just remember that, baby. Okay.
It's funny because I'm right where I want to be. I didn't want to be here at first, or how can I say? It's not that I didn't want to be here. It's just that, yeah, I'd have to say I didn't want to be there in that situation. But right. But now that I look at my life and the freedom that I have, as well as the financial security that I have, I literally have no wants or needs of anything except my person. I wish I had my person in my life, whomever that's going to be.
I don't even know if I want that right now, but, you know.
But the book that you're reading, Tawanda, does it say how to get there or to attain that which we want in our life?
And one of the things in the book, even though it's called Knight in Shiny Armor, it's actually a self-help book. It's all about you, because sometimes we have to. One of the things that stood out in was what man you're attracting. You know, I was telling about some people have daddy issues. They don't even know it. They're attracting some men like their dad. And that could be a bad thing.
Right.
If you don't really, when you start like really analyzing what you're bringing into your life and what's attracting, and you start thinking about your bad, good, bad, or indifferent.
Right.
And you can have issues that's lingering inside and not even know it.
Right.
So, and it just goes back to, okay, is this, you know, am I attracting the wrong man? If so, and not saying there's no surefire way up to like, oh, this is the right man, because there's no perfect person, because we're imperfect ourselves.
Right.
So we're looking at this, not just my thing is, what do I need, I want in my life?
Right.
I think for me, a big part of that is, well, Lord, what am I willing to give as well as to this person? Because it's twofold. I need stuff, but am I willing to give that back in return? Or what am I willing to meet him where he's at?
Right.
Also, Rafaela, if you can say anything to your 20-year-old self, of your knowledge of what you have today, what advice of what you want in your life, of the type of person, how would you advise your 20-year-old self to attain that?
I would advise my 20-year-old self to not allow people who will mentally drain the shit out of you in your life. The minute you feel it, walk the fuck away.
Right.
Because there is nothing worse looking at your phone, knowing who it is, and you know it's going to be some shit.
Right.
Because they mentally will drain you.
That's true.
Wow.
That's true.
Man, or a friend. Sometimes you have to cut people off, because every time they contact you, it's always them. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking so much financial.
Right.
I'm just talking, man, you always got some shit going on.
Right.
And you never have anything positive to say.
Amen.
And you would tell that and I would your 20-year-old
yes,
self.
Yes, I would tell. If the minute you see it, just walk away. Don't allow that person in your life.
Now, I would ask you that, Elaine. How would you advise your 20-year-old self of how to maintain and get what you want in your life?
Well, I didn't know what kind of body I had back in the 20s.
Mm-mm.
Girl, I was fine as flipping
fine
mine.
As hell.
I could have had anything and everything
anything.
I wanted.
And
I'll be telling that little heifer, you better get it together. You are fine.
Fine.
You got it going on. All these men. Girl, I won't say use them.
Right.
Oh, wow.
But definitely don't settle.
Right.
just because they're a thug, do not settle.
Right.
Get you somebody that, to the lawyers, the doctors. The
See, that also that goes with that mental drainage.
Trying to get at me, but they didn't have that look. Mm-mm. They didn't have that
Well,
swag.
Wait, so let me ask you this. So you was attracted to the thug?
Man, that's the worst one ever.
Gotta have a thug life.
Wow.
And you see, that's mentally draining.
Exactly. And instead of understanding where you are, and I mean, I was at Boeing. I had a good job then, but I still wanted that thug. Instead of saying, this fool is a lawyer.
What? Okay, so let's just be real. What did you want from the thug? Was they known to be good in bed? Or
it was the swag.
They just knew how to talk to you?
It was
they
the
just
talk. It was the swag. I mean, I was dumb and naive. I didn't even know that I had a fine body. Mm-mm. I look at them pictures now and I was like, what the hell was you doing?
You know what it was? It was the mental drainage. You were attracted to the chase. The why isn't he calling me? Mm-hmm. Why didn't he show up? Mm-hmm. Why? It's the mental drainage that you are attracted to.
Right.
And you think to yourself, well, I don't want him. He looks boring.
Right.
There's no mental drainage with boring. You want the thug because you're going to be mentally fucked off for a while.
And he going to protect you, too. So there was a sense of security. Right. Like, look, hey, anything pop off, he got my back.
But yet he was with four other women.
And mentally, you're sitting there fucking yourself over. Right. And you could have had the lawyer.
Exactly. Right.
You know, yeah, I feel you.
I will ask you ladies to honestly tell me.
I want to answer your question first, Jerry. I like that one.
The 20-year-old?
She want to answer.
Yes.
Okay. Tawana, take the floor.
Mine is different because I spent most of my time in the military at that time. But because being in the military, being a woman, you're so hard. You're competing with men all the time. I would tell my 20-year-old self, you know, I'm not. And being submissive was a taboo word for me until about a week ago. I would say stop. I would tell myself, you can only have one man in your house and you can't be that man. I was very demanding, very, you know, emasculating sometimes because I didn't know how to shift off my work personality with my home personality.
True.
So I would definitely say, hey, chill out.
Right.
That calm down. You got a man doing everything for you. Let him do it.
Right.
Right.
You don't have to fix the toilet when they say I got it.
It made me feel like I was asking, even though I wasn't. They said, well, baby girl, I got you. It's like, you're weird. Get out my face. You know what I'm saying? I can do this.
To the nice guy?
Yeah.
But messing up is just being able to receive
help
from a man when he's given it. Because when you're older and nobody doing anything, you're like, what the heck?
What the hell?
Well, they can come now.
Yeah, but that's the problem. They don't want to come now.
I don't. I still look good. I ain't no ugly woman.
With everything that I got, with everything that I got set up in my life, I don't have a whole lot of men banging down my door.
No one
wants to be in love anymore. They want to be. They want to be
taken care of. Almost.
They want to be taken care of, but they want to get what they can get out of it. Mm-hmm. If it's sex. Or if it's finances, they want what they can get out of it instead of wanting to be with somebody and be a team.
All they gonna get from me is a meal.
Look here.
That's it.
I've been trying to look. The next time we have this talk, I'm going to definitely have a male point of view on here because I want to know the deal with these men.
Well, I also have to say I blame women also.
True.
Because women have totally spoiled men that don't deserve to be spoiled.
Right.
So they have a false
sense
that this is what all women do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they expect it. Mm. And it's like, you know, no.
Right.
Now, I don't mind spoiling a man. Don't get me wrong. But you got to spoil me, too. But I think these women so wanted a man so bad that they just catered to him no matter what. And he could do whatever the fuck he wanted. And she was like, "You as long as he's coming home,
home to me.
Right. Yeah. It ain't the 50s no more.
You know, and I think that's...
I never experienced that.
You never?
You know, I barely cook a queen. I mean, my house stays clean, but I don't...
No, I'm not talking about me. I know. No, I never did that. I'm just saying women. Yeah,
I've never attracted. Yeah. I've never attracted, you know, the, we call it Operation Build a Nigga, God forgive me. But I don't say that word.
That is true.
There are guys out there, but I've never attracted a man that didn't have a job or did work.
You know,
and it goes back to my personality. I they would look at me like, just go, because I put that out there very transparent.
My personality is I'm a supporter. I'm a natural
enabler.
I could be an enabler too, but I believe in supporting whatever their goals and their dreams are. I mean, if you're going to tell me you're a preacher and I have the ability to go on social media, have a podcast, have a television show, have anything that I have to do, I'm going to make sure I put your talents out there with the capabilities that I have. So that is enabling them, or that's being too supportive. My problem is that I will support them, but they will not support me. So,
it has a lot back to what Rafaela was saying. And
Tawanda
was saying, we have to attract what we want. As a man speaks, so is he. As
right.
a man thinks, so is he. So if we want to change what we're attracting, we have to change ourselves. It always comes, you know, you point that finger, you got four coming back at you.
Right.
So we got to want to say, enough's enough. I'm not going to do this no more. I'm going to start attracting this type of person. It's hard.
It's hard because, you know what? I'm 52 years old.
I'm an enabler.
I'm 52 years old and I'm trying to change me.
Right.
When I'm already set.
You
in my
set.
Ways. I'm pretty set in my ways. I'll put it this way.
No,
I change for a little bit. Even my outfits, the way I upkeep myself and eyelashes and eyebrows and all that. And I try to change my look to attract certain type of men. But the bottom line is I revert back to the fact that I'm a tomboy. I like being relaxed.
When I say you have
but you're not. Only changing the outside and not
Thank
the inside.
You.
Right,
Thank
right.
You.
So well, I think my inside is pretty damn good.
Well,
and I will sit to that.
Just remember this. Change is always good.
So one change thing is good, but...
About, hold on. One thing they talk about on your job all the time, change is good. Change may not be good for some people, but change is good in your life because if it's a change for the better, it's going to better you as a person. So it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to change. It's okay.
I agree with you, Lane.
Well, I think I need to change. What I need to change my thing about is quit trying to take a broke individual and quit trying to financially, emotionally, physically help him to change him because I'm trying to build him up like build a nigga, build him and a nigga could be a black, white, Mexican or Asian man. It's an ignorant individual that's broke. And I need to change me about putting them first before I put my own wants and needs first.
And that's important, though, is know where you stand with yourself. And, you know, that was the first thing when I start talking was just getting you right. And that's a lot with us. I mean, because we're nurturers. We definitely want to fix the world. We want to save them. Because that's a woman thing. That's what God did for us. However, we have to have a balance and boundaries with everything.
Right.
Because that thin line between supporting sin to enabling. But then when you lose yourself, how do you get back to self?
Exactly.
Right. That's the question. I had to go to Louisiana and find myself again.
Well, I'm glad you found it.
I'm glad I found it. I found my happiness. I found my peace.
Yeah. And I agree with Elaine. She was talking about, you know, when we started talking about the inside versus the outside. And we're always growing. Because as long as we always grow, we're growing, we're going to always be changing. Because right. God's going to start revealing new things in us when he takes us to a different level in life. We're going to know that we need to change in order for his kingdom or whatever that next thing is.
Exactly.
We're not ready for it yet. We can't have it all at once.
That's right. Although we want it.
You real, Elaine?
I do, 100%, sweetie. Because I'm telling you, we want it now, now, now. But if we get it all now, 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 we may not have it in the end.
So if I can ask one last question of the ladies before we go. If you could change anything right now and how you do things when it comes to having a person that you want in your life, what would you do? I'll start with you, Rafaela. If you could start today, and what you'd want to do to save you so you'll be okay, what would you do?
You know what? I think I'm pretty okay. I do. I'm happy.
Okay.
I'm happy with my life. Just because I don't walk around with a smile on my face, this is just my face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm happy. I wish I had a job that paid a little more money. I'm not going to lie. But other than that, I'm not an unhappy woman. And as far as I'm concerned, anybody who comes into my life is the lucky one.
All right now.
I'm a good woman.
Thank you.
You know, I got issues, but who don't?
Amen.
You know, right. I'm happy.
Amen.
Well, that's your honest saying. Yeah, and that's all I want today.
I don't want to change me. I like me.
What about you, Elaine?
What was the question?
if you can, what advice would you give yourself today to have that person in your life that you're wanting to be in your life? What changes or what would you do and tell yourself today to make that happen?
Well, I'm not saying that I'm all that in bag of chips, but you know, but I would maybe be a little more open to, don't judge me, color.
Really?
I never dated a white man, nothing outside my race. And I don't know. It's just something that there's a lot of good men out there. They're not always
right,
black.
Right, right. But you know what? I've really never long-term or really short-term dated outside my race either.
Well, you know, all my
I might
want to
open my door.
All my family is mixed. Everybody. But Elaine, Mimi, I don't know. I just love my brothers and their skin and their muscles.
I'm going to take your advice.
I'm not.
And I
take
think
it.
You don't have to. You don't look at here. You don't have to. I say I think I'm going to take my advice and open the door.
Maybe if I was a little
more open. I'm not going to limit myself.
Right. Maybe if I was a little more open to differences and everything. Maybe.
Right.
But I don't know. And maybe. Maybe when they say I'm sorry. Maybe give them another chance.
If they really seem sincere.
I'm pretty evil when you piss me off.
Oh, so you hold grudges.
No, it's not a grudge. I'm just done.
You're just done.
I'm done.
You don't give second chances.
I'm done.
But now, from your advice today, you might,
I might
give somebody a second chance.
If they're genuinely apologetic and they buy you $400 and $500 purses and coats and stuff and they buy you diamond rings and everything, and then you still throw it back at them and close the door on them. Maybe I shouldn't.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Tawana, 30 seconds. 30 seconds, Tawana. What advice would you give yourself?
Sorry.
I would just communicate and be more open about communicating, not having any secrets. You know, it's not really about saving people's feelings, but putting it all out there so they can deal with it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, ladies, for joining my show today. I appreciate y'all for coming. That is Rafaela, Tawana, and Mimi. I appreciate you. And this is your host, Geraldine. And I hope you enjoy the show.
That was good.
Thank you for listening to Gab Bags Production. This podcast supports local artists, singers, songwriters, poets, rappers, comedians, and more. To be a part of this podcast, please email me at gbowers40@outlook.com or call 253-260-9479. Would love for you to join my team.